Time to head to the theaters with our Blue Jean film critic, Chris Bellini. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Come on, we talk anticipation. I think this is the quintessential movie to be anticipated, right?
Absolutely. It's been, 5 years since Joker came out?
Yeah, but let's not forget, when you say the word Joker, earned more than $1 billion worldwide, and for a while, we know that it's been passed, was the highest grossing R-rated film of all time. Not to mention Phoenix won an Oscar for the best actor.
Right, exactly. Like, it had a lot of acclaim. It was a real different take on Joker, but very interesting.
So the question is, did you love the first film?
I don't know that I would say that I loved it. I thought it was very interesting. I think the parts of it were super troubling and hard to watch, but it was super interesting, and Joaquin Phoenix certainly deserved the Best Actor Oscar for that. His portrayal was very interesting and, as I said, hard to watch sometimes, but nuanced and crazy.
So I guess the question is, you're a little lukewarm. You hear a sequel's coming, which is an unusual film to do a sequel, especially with so much acclaim. What were your thoughts initially?
Actually, I was pretty excited. I think that Todd Phillips is a good director. I think that Joaquin Phoenix is a good actor. The addition of Lady Gaga sound very intriguing. And then when I heard that it was a musical, too, I was like, how are they going to do this? So I'm curious. I'm very curious.
Well, so was I. I mean, the whole point of asking was I was excited to hear there's a sequel. But, you know, with that comes a lot of expectations. To give you a little flavor of what's happening in the film, Joaquin Phoenix, of course, returns as Arthur Fleck, also known as the Joker. And he's spending his days locked up in Arkham. He's awaiting trial for his crimes. One day, he stumbles upon another resident, Lee Krisnell, played by Lady Gaga. They have this instant connection, and the relationship gives Joker sort of a new lease on life. Here's a quick clip from the trailer that'll kind of give you an update at where Arthur Fleck is at.
2 years ago, the name Arthur Fleck hit Gotham like a hurricane.
The trial of the century.
They believe Arthur Fleck to be some kind of martyr. Well, he's not. He's a monster.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Quick and fast. So look, let's get this out of the way. Joaquin Phoenix, you mentioned, did a great job in the first film. He does it here again. He makes the role his. Lady Gaga, nice, delivers a great performance as well. She's a nice extra layer to the film. Now let's talk musical for a second. When I heard that, I was a little intrigued, but also a little confused. You got this dark, powerful film, and now you're going to be adding a kind of a musical flair to it. Is that going to shift the whole film? That was my big question going in. I don't know if you kind of felt the same way.
Yeah. There's a little bit concerned that it could go tonally quite wrong.
Okay, so here's what it is. So I go in, first 15 minutes, we see Arthur in prison. He doesn't even speak a word. No songs, no words. It's a great look at his institutionalized life, right? So you wonder where the story's going. I'm feeling the power. Then the first number comes, and I'm like, you know what? This works. It's okay. They're kind of following the Chicago film approach. The songs are part of the character's inner monologue. I'm in. But I got to say, guys, as the film continued and the songs kept coming, everything started to go sideways. First, if you're doing a musical, and you can echo this, you want it to have that musical feel, right? You want these numbers to feel kind of big and strong. Didn't feel like that was the case here. You bring in Lady Gaga, I think there was only one song where you really got to hear the full power of her voice. Why are we kind of underutilizing her? I don't know. That's not my question. Although the songs were, I really thought, in my case, and this is maybe some other people thought, distracting. Felt out of place. Every time that plot thickened, every time the tension built, I inched closer to the screen, and then boom, pulled out of the story, here's a song number, and I never really kind of got back into it. So that was disappointing. I don't know if you noticed or not, but the film is ultimately a courtroom drama and a romance.
I have no idea expectations as to what the plot is about. So, okay.
That's what it is. They don't necessarily mesh together well. And, you know, for that reason, I kind of felt the film felt disconnected. The pace was slow. Although I appreciated the style and I appreciated the filmmaker's, you know, big grab at some of these ideas, they kind of fell flat. So here's the thing. If you love the film, you love Phoenix, it's probably worth the wait to see what's happening. But overall, you know, the first film was so great because it took a comic character and kind of humanized it and made it feel raw. And in this film, it kind of felt so far disconnected from that in a way, sort of from the comic book side, that you were like, I don't understand. What are they doing and why they went this way, at least in the first viewing? So everyone else would say you may want to wait for stream on this one. It kind of was a mixed match. And let me just add one thing. Can I add one thing?
Sure, yeah, please do.
here's the beauty of it. Usually I often talk to people in the theater, like, what do you think? What are the reactions? And so this time something very unique happened. I was heading to the restroom, and I walked in the restroom, and it was filled with people just randomly shouting out what they felt, like strangers just talking.
Yeah.
Let me just give you a couple of lines.
Okay.
Worst Joker movie ever. That was one.
Okay.
Another gentleman responded with, I fell asleep 5 times. Another new person said, they expletive removed up the Joker. And my favorite, if this gives you anything, was, this film made me not want to watch the first film again.
Wow. Okay.
That's not me. I appreciated what they did. I appreciated the artistic integrity of the film, but I think a lot of it just didn't connect the way they hoped, or it didn't connect at all, so it was disappointing.
Yeah.
Just wanted to throw that in, because I thought it was actually funny. There were people, like, laughing in there, like the Joker. Just out of, you know, these comments were setting them off. So I'm like, oh, intriguing.
Huh. Anyway,
buyer beware on this one. Definitely not the home run that I hoped it would be.
Oh, that's too bad. I had good expectations for this. All right, well, you know what? It is what it is. Maybe I'll wait for streaming on this one. Thanks so much, Chris.
You betcha.
That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean film critic.